Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Staff, a coaching staff with Lanning and the boys that I trust much more than what's happening. You know, that's been the James Franklin crew. Give me Oregon. Give me the Ducks. Give me the points in this one.
Well, Kanish, how are you betting the SEC matchup, Alabama and Georgia? Georgia between the hedges, 3-point home favorites. Ty Simpson, the first road test week one against Florida State, that didn't go well. How do you think it goes Saturday night?
This is that I know that was not, you know, Ty Simpson, not a great first test. But you know what? You've seen an Alabama team a little bit, get much, much sharper after that week one kind of disaster, we'll call it, that I think is playing up. And a Georgia team that... Again, call it what it is. They needed a miracle to win that Tennessee game. I don't think this Georgia defense.
We may have lost Kanish on his cell phone. All right, Kanish, we got you. Go ahead. We lost your cell connection for a second, but you were saying about Georgia needed a miracle to beat Tennessee. Continue.
Yeah, no, and you know what? I just think this Alabama team is starting to play up. It's not a great Georgia defense anymore. It's not the Georgia defense of the last, 5 years. I don't think this is the unit that you can hang your head on and be just like, oh, my God, they're going to dominate a game. It just hasn't looked that way so far this year, and I don't think they have that kind of talent. Give me Bama. Give me the point. I have to tell you, I like this one better than the Oregon one. I think Alabama goes in there outright. Give me the Roll Tide, baby, outright this weekend.
I absolutely love it. Back with Kalen DeBoer after everybody wanted that dude fired after the disaster in week one. Kanish, the biggest story in college football this week has to be John Mateer with the hand injury, had surgery on Wednesday, reportedly going to be out for about a month, but it's still kind of flimsy on that reporting. We'll see what happens once they get back from the bye week and they take on Kent State. Mateer was the Heisman favorite. No longer the case. That's now Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback for Indiana. With Mateer now out of the picture, is there a bet to be made heading into this weekend in the Heisman Trophy market?
You know what I would say with this, Fem? If I don't think, and again, early, very, very early, I don't think the Mateer injury keeps him out of any critical game. So that would be one where I know he's going to miss the Kent State game. His odds are going to drop. That would be one that I'll be monitoring, not this week, but monitoring to see if you can get him. Because all the big-time games Oklahoma has coming down the stretch, I think he'll be back for it. You know, again, if it's short-term and you get some reporting that he's going to make it back in, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I still think he can kind of regain that steam, and then you're getting him at a much different price. If you can get, a buy low, I'd say wait for the game where he misses. They run it up against Kent State. Mateer's one that I will be looking to see how soon, when he can come back, because all those premium matchups they have down the stretch, I don't think it's going to have the negative impact if he only misses a game or two that, would kill his Heisman candidacy. So one to monitor there will be John Mateer. If he's coming back before any of the premium matchups, I think that'll be an adder for me.
Okay, so you're going to look to try to buy the dip on John Mateer. I'm more of a Jaden Maiava guy, me personally. I think USC's offense is one of the best in the country. They're going to continue to put up numbers, and he's got some big spots ahead, including against your squad, Michigan. Speaking of USC, Kanish, on the road, laying 6.5 against an Illinois team that got embarrassed by Fernando Mendoza, Kurt Cignetti, and that Indiana Hoosier squad. How are you betting the big noon kickoff game, Illini catching nearly a touchdown at home with the early start?
Listen, I loved your call. You know, on my Maiava a couple weeks ago, got a great number there. Love this USC team, what I've seen so far. Illinois coming off, you know, a devastating, absolutely embarrassing loss for Indiana. Double cross. Give me the Illini, baby. There's no better, but give me the buy low for USC cross country coming into Champaign. This, and again, I know look aheads aren't the end all be all. This is a game on the look-ahead market that was 1.5. If you want to tell me, you know, you can get to a 2-3-point adjustment, get you to USC favored by 4, 4.5. This now got up to 6.5. There were some 7, 7.5 out there. To me, big-time overreaction for an Illinois team that, again, was probably highly overvalued, got faded last week. But to now come back and be, you know, this large of a home dog, versus a USC team that, again, offensively, I'm with you. Lights out. Defensively, I don't think is particularly good. I don't think who they've played so far, their body of work is particularly good. Give me the Fighting Illini and the points as a home dog. That could be a little, you know, live this weekend, too. Fighting Illini for me in that one.
You bet on this Thursday. Our guest is Joey Kanish, Pro Sports Better, The Hammer. Hit the books with Brad Powers on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. Kanish, I love LSU to win on Saturday at the Grove. What do you like, if anything, LSU at Ole Miss?
At the Grove. I'll tell you what. You know what? Maybe even 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I know I would have been with you. I didn't love Austin Simmons, Ole Miss. I'm sold on the new team. You know, my man Chambliss from Ferris State, great local program, Division II powerhouse. This kid, I think, has elevated the Ole Miss offense, has gotten the passing game a lot more dynamic. I'm going to go a little head-to-head with Nikki Go Tigers over there. Give me Ole Miss. Give me the Hottie Toddy, baby. Give me the Land Shark. I'll go head-to-head with you. I'm going Ole Miss for me in this one.
Just, I'm going to, against my better judgment, ask this question. Before you answer, just consider that we're regulated by the FCC. Shout out to Jimmy Kimmel and everyone involved there. What do you make of, do I want to ask you about Lane Kiffin's daughter dating the LSU linebacker? I'm not sure. What do we think here, guys, in the crew? Is this a good question to ask or a bad question to ask?
Ask it.
What do you think, Kanish, about, I think this is the weirdest storyline ever heading into a game. Just try not to get all of us fired, please.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the dice roll and the faith in Joey K. Half the reason I didn't actually bring that angle up was because, sometimes I can't trust what's going to come out of my own brain. But the hard launch, the narrative street, you want some Joey narrative street? His daughter hard launching the relationship on the gram with an LSU defense, and you don't think Lane is going to be staying up till midnight in the lab cooking up some plays to make him look foolish? I love that Lane gets the revenge. No better than a scorned father with his daughter dating the enemy. Give me Lane to run it up big this weekend. The last thing I'll say on that is, if that doesn't work out, she can always, you know, be in Joey K's DM.
I knew that was coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're, by the way, you're way too old to be saying thing like a sentence like, hard launch on the gram. Act your age, clown. What's your favorite bet in college football this week that we haven't talked about yet?
You know, we gotta get NFL too, because I got one for you. One NFL set up. But favorite one that we haven't talked about yet. You know what? I gotta tell you, this is gonna be. It's a little bit gross. It's a little bit disgusting. But it's local, and it's Eastern Michigan versus Central Michigan this weekend. And you know what? I'm going with Eastern, baby. I don't think this Central team. I'm not gonna spend a bunch of time breaking this down, because nobody who knows what I'm talking about. I don't think the Central team's any good. I don't think they've been any good all year. I think they're terrible. Eastern Michigan, give me the points. They go in to Mount Pleasant and take down the Chippewas outright. Eastern Michigan in a local battle of the directional schools that I know everyone will be locked in on.
Just one like generic NFL question. Do you have an NFL best bet for this weekend? One NFL bet for this week.
You know, there's some people on this network, some people on these airwaves, that would have you believe that Jackson Dart isn't a total bust, that he isn't a total fraud, that he wasn't drafted by one of the worst organizations in football. And now his first start is going to go against the greatest football coach in the history of the sport. I've been riding this Chargers team all the way. They're going to go in, and I can't wait. I can't wait for the Nicky Costos tweet about 3 minutes into that game, when Dart's already thrown a pick six and he's laying on his back and he's saying, maybe we should have just let Russ keep cooking, baby. Chargers in a rout this weekend at MetLife. Hide your kids, hide your daughters. Don't let them watch it on the gram, because Chargers go in and beat them bad. I love LAC this weekend to keep it rolling.
Part of me actually wants that to happen. I'm being honest. You have a random bet in the accounts for us, Kanish, to wrap up?
We're going to go, listen, WNBA, back to the well, WNBA playoffs. What's that? I got a fever. Give me the fever to even up the series, take the points outright for the Aces tomorrow night. Indiana, we don't need CC. We got everybody we need on the wagon. Fever plus, we'll call four and a half on the points. They win outright.
Are you, I don't know if you do you Survivor NFL, and if so, are you still alive this season?
No, I'm out. Well, yes, I do. No, I'm out. The Browns, miracle comeback, and the Cheesehead screwed me last week.
I want to take the Lions this week. Femi wants to wait to use them until later in the season. Are you worried? Well, that's a great question for you, because you had the Packers last week and they lost to the Browns. Any concern that the Lions could lose to the Browns this week at home? 10 seconds.
No, absolutely not. If you want to save the Lions, I don't blame it. But in terms of this week, just survive. They're not losing to this trash Cleveland team. I mean, it's a miracle that they got 10 points on the board last week. Lions in a breeze this weekend.
More likely to lose this weekend in the NFL, Denver on Monday night home against the Bengals, or the Patriots on Sunday home against the Panthers?
Patriots. The Patriots team's awful. There's people on the Boston airways all over the place that have you tell this team was a comeback. They suck. Patriots could lose any game, anytime, any week. Pats, bro, give me the other game. I don't even know who they're playing. Just screw the Pats.
Wow. That may influence our decision tomorrow on the show when we finalize our survivor pick. At Joey Kanish 22, hit the books with Brad Powers. My friend, stay well. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you next week.
Gentlemen, best of luck this weekend.
More of Femi's betting things. We'll take a trip to Major League Baseball. All coming up next here on a Thursday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.